check it. Shit. Listen to the beat and me.
Welcome back to another episode of the Backbenchers Podcast, B-side episode number 36. My name is Uncle Barry, ESV's in the house. Absentia, Murugi, and the rest of the crew, everybody's not here, it's just the two of us. This is a follow-up of our main episode 134, at the player, not the game. Make sure you listen to that so you can have a full context to whatever side B is. New episodes available on Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast from. We have visuals on YouTube, TikTok. Check us out. Make sure you share. And yes, all these little things you need to do. My name is Uncle Barry, like I said. What's up, bro?
I'm good, my nigga.
Was good.
Everything is good. Yeah. Stick with the angels.
No, oh, nice. That's how you're rolling.
Yeah, man.
Hey, very fast. You know your dress code. I'm like, hey, we should do like a all white party next time.
Bro, I could kill it. You know.
Yeah, clearly, like the pants with your vest, it's working.
I'm killing any day.
Yeah.
You know, I dress for the occasion. Anytime.
Even that was one thing. Shouts to Murugi. She was like, you know, you're the last person who actually came. No. Shouts to CJ. I think she was the last person.
Yeah.
Murugi was like, how? Because Murugi, I found Murugi in Amphrey. So I came and Murugi's like, where's Ed? Because Ed is usually the first one here. And then Murugi's like, he's still figuring out his feet.
I wasn't really. I was just baking some other things.
What?
Maybe my head.
Oh, yeah, shit. So we threw a little party for the Backbenchers Podcast. Our fourth anniversary last Sunday. Yeah, so that's why maybe, that's why we're kicking it from, yeah.
Yes.
Not really a party, because we were recording the main episode. I made some punch, some fruit punch, two options. And then we were like, I mean, let's just keep the vibes going, you know?
Yeah, and actually, you could comment on how long you've known us for, you know, and the impact we have on you or something like that. I know most of the listeners are friends.
True.
Some are not. Some are Ukrainian.
Yeah. Oh, some are Ukrainian. According to our analytics, yeah, we have a damn 1% in Ukraine, bro. Oh, snap. But yeah, true.
Yeah.
I know, yes, they've known us for 4 years, but we've known ourselves longer than like 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, bro, I mean, I didn't know time is moving that quick.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
And definitely there are some listeners that have known us even way before, yeah.
Yeah, if you think about it, yes. Because I remember, there are so many people, I know they still listen, but I remember back in those early days, like shouts to like somebody like Maze, Console, just to name a few, these are people we used to talk about the very episode that dropped, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it could be maybe, like, we were talking about a topic and they feel like they still had something to say, or maybe just, like, just give feedback.
Mm-hmm.
They usually did that. But we got to, like, hey, bro, we've dropped so many episodes. This is what, if we drop this today, this is 170.
Yeah.
Total episode, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, it kind of maybe, and we have things to do as well as humans, yeah.
Yeah,
but I still appreciate whoever goes through out of the way to comment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most people do in person these days.
Means a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I am so excited. I can't wait for this run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know so many people wondering, how come you guys have 130 plus episodes and you're 4 years old? Yeah. I mean, COVID hit. Show wasn't on air for like 7 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you know the story, I mean, this is simple. All these episodes are on your Apple Podcast right now. Just go back and binge. Yeah, and when you do mention us and things like that, just help us grow the show.
Yeah.
Where do you want to start this from? Huh? This is usually, the B-side is usually like a psh, we are here. So,
yeah, like a psh, we are here.
Yeah, I sent something on the group. Unfortunately, I dropped my phone a while ago, so my screen is, I can't really see it, so.
He's basically phoneless.
You can find me on web, email me, stuff like that. Yeah, but I figure it out. Yeah.
Yes. So this post is from Pulse Live Kenya on their Instagram 3 days ago, and they posted something very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
At your age, what is that one thing you are still unable to do?
Despite the question, I'm feeling like this is like kind of direct to me, being the person whose birthday was recent.
Yes, definitely.
Like you're the one who's now like you're the newborn kind of.
Yes,
like
you
at
are.
This age, yours is is latest. Yeah, but I'm trying to figure it out because when I read that,
mm-hmm.
I felt like because I was going through the comments and looking at some of the things people can't do,
mm-hmm.
and me being able to do them, I'm like, was I really too much outside? Or, I mean, I don't know. But I feel like, yes. Like, I mean, simple things. I'm talking to simple things are swimming, bike riding. I mean, like, what else? I mean, cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the people who don't know. So many people don't know how to cook.
Yes.
Yes.
So I still don't know how to swim.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, yes. You think for years.
I don't know how to swim.
Yeah.
But I've been trying.
You're trying where?
I tried in Lake Victoria, like Vicky last time. I was there.
Crazy, but I'm old. Yes. Yeah. So I think it's just upon you to now learn yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have some interesting comments here.
Uh-huh.
One is from some anonymous guy,
mm-hmm.
asking his father for things. His mom is still the middleman.
Uh-huh.
I think that applies to me too. I think that there's some few things that I'm always still just like, you know what, uh-huh. fuck that. I'm just gonna ask for mom.
Uh-huh.
I know if mom won't be able to to help in that,
uh-huh.
he'll definitely bring it up to dad.
Exactly. Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I don't know. Maybe in every household there's always like that person that has. It's the easiest to whoever you're trying to reach.
Yeah.
It could even be your big sister.
Yes.
Like, if I tell my big sis this, it's going to reach home.
Crazy.
Yeah. But uh-huh. still, in every situation, it's a matter of you putting yourself out there.
Because
the question is redirected to, like, one person or a group. And mm-hmm. this thing is something you're not able to do. So it's just you finding, having to figure it out, or now bring it up to dad. I had a stupid joke, maybe mm-hmm. a reason they could do this.
Mm-hmm.
If a mother gave birth
mm-hmm.
on the stairs, would you call that a stepchild?
Crazy.
Yeah. But, you know, not in every setting, but still, I feel like, yeah, for that person, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe your dad is strict. Mm-hmm. They'll straight say no.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
My dad is that guy.
He'll say no to anything.
Like, almost everything. I'll just be like, he'll listen to you, and then he'll be like, okay. Then give you some 2 days,
uh-huh.
he'll call you back, and then he's like, no.
That's cold.
Like I was just wondering, come on, you could have told me no from the word go.
So just, he's thinking about it.
Funny.
Pop sat on it for 2 days. Pause. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a lady that can't still stop stealing chapatis after her mom's cooks. I think
when she finally moves on,
she's
not going to stay there anymore. So,
but I guess when she still goes
or
back to visit
at her age, that's the problem. Because at this age, something you know,
it's crazy. Another lady can't still plait her hair. I think that's something to deal with how you were raised, right?
I think also something to do with gift. You know,
mm-hmm.
not everybody is skillful. If you think about it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, the people who are good with their hands.
Mm.
You can put a pause there. And also, it can be a gifted hand situation, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe how you're raised, as you say. Because, you know, if you're raised in a, let's say if you're the only chick in a boy's household.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that works because I didn't grow up in such a household.
Mm-hmm.
But I think also that could be a factor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 But it be like that,
yeah. But you know, you can't learn everything, though. You know, I think at some point you also have to just maybe just don't even beat yourself too much.
And also, there's something to stages in learning.
There's
something
you have to grow it.
Yes, yeah. And also there's something that you might be taught when you You may be taught when you're a kid, uh-huh. and then you don't really grasp it.
True.
But then in your adulthood, uh-huh. it picks up again.
That's me with chess.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Because nice. I think when I now I don't know maybe I don't know. I think maybe I grew more interest when I'm older.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's why I think I had more interest now in the game.
Nice.
Yeah. But when you're a kid and everybody, it was being played like it's
just passing time.
Yeah, it should be part of school. It should be like you should be playing. You should be doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when you I don't know. Yes, the stages. Yes, that's really a factor though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Speaking of skills, mm-hmm. There's some guy who still can't blow the firimbi.
What do you need?
I don't know. And
there's a whistle just 5 meters from
me. Man, he can blow a whistle like I don't know how. It doesn't have enough air. Someone can do that.
that's a Gormaya whistle I bought the last time I went to Amashemeji Derby.
But how can you not do that?
I mean, it's simple. You just blow air into it. Yeah.
Crazy.
The only whistle that could be complicated is a rugby whistle.
Yeah.
Because it kind of blows different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know if you suck a net and then blow out. I don't understand. Yeah.
Another thing that is quite funny, really.
Yeah.
Speaking of blowing a whistle, mm-hmm. there's someone who still can't love someone.
Can't love someone.
Yes.
Oh shit.
That's twisted.
Now that's too personal.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, some people also you can't also be a whistleblower, man.
Yes.
The figure of speech. Now.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because if you're a whistleblower, you're snitching.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of whistle is this man talking about?
Firimbi, alikuwa like ile firimbi ya mdomo manze.
Oh.
Yeah.
But
now about this guy that still can love, I think that's a bit personal.
That's and, too personal. That, I mean, who hurt you, bro?
You should just have that peace.
Because I don't think that the feeling of love should just be directed to a human being.
Yes, it should be a lot of things.
Yeah, bro, you can fall in love, or maybe you can just you can see love in anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you can love whatever you do. I mean,
it was precise.
Uh-huh.
Actually, she was precise about someone loving someone, not things, uh-huh. just
or
someone.
Loving someone.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So when you get to that stage, that's when you wait. You I don't know, is that when you stop and say, I'll wait for
my kids?
How will you get kids if you don't want to love someone?
There are people like that have kids, but they don't really love their spouses as they love their kids, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like
oh yeah, you're just the father of my child.
Yeah. and then they tell you, oh, that boy, I love him to death. His father, trash.
Yeah, people in such situations.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a fact. Oh, that actually makes sense. Because, yes, sense. I know maybe life happens with some people. It maybe gets unfortunate and maybe parents might separate after mm-hmm. the kid is born.
Mm-hmm.
But for somebody like this who doesn't want to love someone and have a kid and love the kid,
mm-hmm.
that is serious from the jump.
Yeah, but it'd be like that right now.
But what kind of advice would you give them?
I mean, just have peace. So long as you have peace with it,
yeah.
it's okay.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing much that I could say.
For you to feel the love, I don't know. I feel like you need to love yourself first.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's something.
So you don't love yourself enough to love somebody?
Maybe just love yourself alone.
Yeah, that could happen.
That could happen. That could really happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially this era of today. It's just all about me, my niggas.
No. Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you.
I don't mean it.
I don't mean it. There's someone who still can save money.
Oh, that's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
That's me too. But I don't know, I think for me usually the kind of savings that I usually maybe have this feeling with is when I'm saving for like with a goal.
Yes.
If you're saving to buy something, if you're saving to like right now I have a savings account for December blankets and wine.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to have a day, bro.
That's this year.
Yeah, so I don't want to be there and still have to look for money on that day.
I see.
Yeah, I just want to have my tickets plus one sorted out, transport, everything. I just want to have that day sorted out.
But saving money is really a factor that I feel a lot of people have still not gotten to, you know?
Yeah.
Because if we could really be good at saving money, let's say just 50% of the whole population, I don't think even there would be people who are poor somewhere.
Tough.
But you know, when tough times call, then you can just sit there and then the money is in the bank.
Crazy,
man.
Yeah. But I think with just financial literacy, it's tough.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think I'm in no position to maybe advise somebody when it comes to like things like money. I feel like when we talk, money is so sensitive that you need an expert. Yeah, for me, I always go for the professional in this to advise me. Like if I need a physician advice, I'll seek that.
Yeah.
If I need my manager's advice, I'm going to seek that. Jesus. If I need my mom's advice, I'm straight calling her right now. So I feel like it's you need to seek. If you think like maybe you're in a point where you can't save money, because bro, that discipline. But everything has
to have some discipline in it.
Yeah. So it's tough.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Stuff
you need to learn that.
this is so fucked up.
What?
Kuna msee hizi acha kula makabasi.
We just gonna laugh that out. No translation.
So this one even got replies on it.
What?
Some ladies like really now. Another one is just like mentally unstable. I think that is just some crazy shit.
I think that is what usually the comment section attracts. That is what social media does. I mean, like speaking stages in life, you get to a point where there's now this separation. Like, let's say, mostly it's usually after school.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's no point where we're going to heckle. It's gonna be the comment section.
But how do you live without knowing how to tie your shoelace up to now?
Let's talk about tying a tie.
Tying a tie.
Some people know how to tie one.
But no, let's just start with the shoelace. A tie might be a little bit complicated. I get it.
But shoelace?
Shoelace cannot be complicated.
How old are you first?
I'm wondering.
How do you have a phone if you can't
Already? Already
are you typing this if you can't tie
already for you to get on Instagram, I think you have to be like 18 or something.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, that should be the simplest of things, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, when did you start wearing shoes?
Come on.
That's why I'm asking, how old is this person? Because we're talking age and new things you haven't learned.
You just need to go back to your mom, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you speak of something crazy, tying a tie. Tying a tie is hard, bro. Because tying a tie is something that if you miss a specific turn, you've messed it up.
But if can tie a tie, why can't I tie a tie? You know that tongue twister?
I know that tongue twister.
I remember back in the day when you used to watch like maybe say TV on like Saturdays and things like that. There used to be some trash stuff on TV though. It used to be like tongue twisters, like Mchongo, I know.
Yeah.
Like them shows were weak. That's why I think we loved KTN more because they had like nice sitcoms.
Yeah, they had some
crazy Prison
things.
Break, the 24. Yes. Like it was cool watching KTN back in the day, bro.
Personally, I loved it for things like even animation. They used to have like animation in the evening.
True,
it was crazy. Yeah. Those comic stuff.
Yeah,
it was just mad tight.
They did it. Yeah.
It was crazy.
Good old days, man.
Man.
Yeah.
I think I alas with this guy who still can't understand human beings.
I wanted to say that, and I was going to tie it to a specific group, but I also feel like I just want to call them humans. Bro, it's tough.
It's tough understanding human things. Because
for me, whenever I'm relating with someone, I don't usually want them to understand me.
Mm-hmm.
My job is to understand
them. I think we talked about that.
I think that's usually the trick in life.
Yes.
So most people, they want to usually like, hey, I want this person to know my thoughts. Like, mm-hmm. I need to put this across. Every time you feel like you didn't even communicate.
Man.
Like, I don't know. I feel like the job is
understand them.
You do that part.
Yeah.
You feel like they don't understand you.
Mm-hmm.
Reverse. Understand them.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's crazy understanding human beings because
people think different.
Personally, mm-hmm. understanding ladies, it's a little bit complicated, yeah. bro.
Sometimes we don't know what you want.
Shit is crazy.
Yeah.
Some ladies still can't touch animals.
Yeah.
Goes to me, I can't touch a fucking cockroach. I fucking hate cockroach, bro.
Why? Why do you have a problem with this cockroach?
Funny thing, uh-huh. it's just insects. Just some few insects that really creep me.
Yeah. But I'm usually that kind of like, I'll slap the hell out of this shit. Like, you're not supposed to be here. Which might be offensive to some people.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like the kind of people who like be hurting small animals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that's all I got from here.
No.
Personally, as I said, I still can't swim. I can't swim, man. And I think it's tied to some fear
mm-hmm.
that I had when I was a kid. Yeah. So
it's a strange
our neighbor.
Thing.
Yeah.
Oh, what did your neighbor do?
Yes.
Go
our neighbor's kid, I think the second one, he went into fishing. As you know, I grew up on the lakeside. So there's this one evening that they didn't come back.
Mm-hmm.
And his body was like searched, bro, for like 3 days, 1 week. Mm-hmm. They couldn't find him. And then after that 1 week, it was found on the shore, you know, all balloon.
He drowned.
Yes, all balloon. And then after that day, after I heard that story, and then, you know, my mom is crazy with story. I hate my mom when she's going to tell your story. She's going to tell it as it is and make it look so horrific, just as it is. So it stuck to my...
I mean, listen, she's a good storyteller.
Yes, she is. So it stuck to my head. And then I was just like, if that's from swimming,
uh-huh.
God damn it.
I don't need to learn that.
God damn it. And then later in the years, the phobia developed into some fear now.
Mm-hmm.
Fear
water.
Yeah. Water. When I was telling I was telling myself.
Uh-huh.
There's a time back I even went to Rusinga,
mm-hmm.
and we were in an island, like a very small island.
Mm-hmm.
So you can imagine how deep it was. Because we were right inside.
And you don't fear riding boats?
I fear, bro. I have to have two life jackets, bro. Even on my arms, you know, even my arms, my chest, and then my thighs. I'm floating. If I'm floating, I'm floating. It's like
messing up.
Yes. So, you know, uh-huh. after I went that day,
mm-hmm.
so, you know, it was a good time. We had some drinks, blah, blah. We partied on that island.
Uh-huh.
I forgot how much I fear what. So you know what? I came back home,
mm-hmm.
and then a month later, we were with my girlfriend, and then I was just telling her how I fear water,
mm-hmm.
and then it dawned on me,
mm-hmm.
that damn bro, how did you even fucking risk your life to go party in that fucking island?
Mm-hmm.
So.
With all the floaters you had. So.
Yes. So that's when now the stupidity got to another level of now I'm just like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
That is risky. I'm never doing it. Because I fear water in the sense of if you immerse yourself and you do not swim like me,
mm-hmm.
then you definitely die.
True.
Yes, there's nothing you're going to hold on to. Yeah. There's nothing you're going to step on.
Like drowning it's a post-traumatic experience,
exactly.
Bro.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, especially if you drown to a point where maybe you even pass out, they maybe even have to maybe CPR you.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I feel like you can rethink swimming.
Yes.
Yeah, but you know, also, it's like earlier, you know, you mentioned when it comes to like learning stuff,
mm-hmm.
it could be
something based on your childhood.
Childhood. And stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Nice. I'm even going into that right now. Cause, you know, you're in a position where right now, for you to learn how to swim, you're gonna have to take swimming lessons. And guess what? That costs money.
Money, yeah.
And when I was a kid, cause I also grew up by the lake, I grew up in Omope.
It was free,
bro. We used to swim like during holidays.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it used to be just a thing.
Yeah.
But whenever I come back from the lake, my mom would punish me first,
mm-hmm.
then give me my lunch.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but that never stopped me from going. It even used to be a thing during, like, you say, closing days in primary school.
Yeah.
You would go and swim fast, then you come back, mm-hmm. or maybe after the closing ceremony, because this happens in the morning around 8, 9.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the presentation, merit, number 1, 2, 3, blah, 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 get the awards.
Mm-hmm.
Your report cards, then you leave.
Mm-hmm.
Usually we leave and we go straight swimming.
Nice.
Or maybe you go to like one of the most famous hills in town, Kotasego Hill.
That's what I missed, bro.
Yeah. So I feel like, you know, Mina, I can't take swimming lessons.
Gotta take them. But I'm not even thinking of taking any.
And
trust
it's funny,
me.
It's funny, Rusinga is your favorite place.
Now, let me tell you, this fear developed into something crazy. I even told myself I might not even build there because of me and swimming.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Just live in the city, bro.
No. Rusinga is the home. But I will overcome it sometime.
You gotta have to.
Yeah, gotta have to. For survival measures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For survival measures maybe. But I think like if you're serious about developing your home in Rusinga,
you really have to.
Yeah,
because my kids will be going to the lake all the time.
Yeah,
man.
What would you do if one of them is drowning?
God damn! Call their mom.
Balloon.
Their mom is quite a good swimmer.
Oh man, that's where we are right now. So I feel like you gotta learn stuff when you have the opportunity to.
Yes.
But I think when it comes to learning, because I do a job where we get to have like many trainees, it's part of the job.
Mm-hmm.
It's because it's a skill gig.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also, that's why I was telling you, some people are not gifted like skillfully, you know.
Yes.
So because I get to have people that I train throughout, like let's say in maybe like a span of 6 months, it could be like maybe 3 different or maybe 5. It could be something like that.
Yeah.
But not everybody is going to
grasp it.
Maybe as quick as you, maybe the previous person.
Yes. In that time frame,
yes. Because they have like maybe 2 weeks to be at my station, maybe move to the next.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this crowd that is interested.
Mm-hmm.
So usually when I maybe like training somebody, I have to tell them like whatever you do, mm-hmm. you gotta have the interest to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Just play dumb and learn.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere you get, even if you're going to the next station, the next department,
mm-hmm.
just have an interest of knowing what's happening.
Because
that is what, right now, I should be showing you how the gig is done.
Yeah.
When you go home and not learn how the gig is done, then you're not learning.
The gig?
Yeah, you're not learning the gig. So I feel like first is the interest.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're interested in knowing stuff, you're going to know it.
No, I think that goes down to everybody's fears.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just true. Facing it.
Yeah.
Okay, quite crazy.
I'm trying to see which kind of fear I have. I'm afraid of heights, I'd say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, first time flying from Malindi, bro.
Mm-hmm.
The takeoff was too fast. Like, mm-hmm. I've never flown, but I felt like this is not normal.
Mm-hmm.
And my guy was like, it was not her first time flying.
Mm.
And then she was like, oh, this is not normal as well. Mm. So I was like, ah, bro, like, I had so many stupid comments on that plane. Which maybe I'll tell you off air.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like those are one of the fears that maybe I don't want to say I overcame, because
You endured.
Exactly. That's the right word. That's the right word. Yeah, or maybe he hadn't the experience, but still, I feel like there's this type of, like, going, let's say, like, skydiving. Mm-hmm. You know, that is really now.
And something else.
Or maybe bungee jumping, mm-hmm. like, zip lining. Mm-hmm. I think that is when you're really, like, facing the fear.
Yeah.
But also when, like, these things are man-made, all these things, bungee jumping, all these things, the airplane, so...
You just said zip lining, uh-huh. and I quite just thought out of it in my brain, and then I was like, I've always thought of that thing to be easy, uh-huh. but coming to think about it,
bro.
It is crazy because you're holding that thing, and then the height is fucked up down there. It's just something
don't
else.
I don't need to know the longitude. I don't need to know nothing. Just tell me I'm safe.
Yeah,
but. All this, I don't know, bro. I think it's you have to kind of face your fears and stuff like that.
Have you ever been to a roller coaster?
Yes, but I've been to like not really one like a roller coaster, but a swing though.
Okay.
Yeah, like the kind of ones we had in like what do we call it? The Kisumu agricultural shows.
Oh.
Yeah, my mom used to take us to those like agricultural shows when you'd give it a try.
I think I would love to go to that serious one, you know,
uh-huh.
that crazy turns.
I don't know how fast the ferry wheel at, what's the mall called, Two Rivers?
I don't know
how fast it moves, though.
Me too, because I always see it's just going on like 2 kilometers per hour. Or 1 meter per second.
I don't know, but the speed doesn't seem so, like, something you would fear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, never been there. Yeah. Been there, but never tried it, so, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what else you want to chop it up on. What you want this week? This weekend, rather.
Yeah, this actually, weekend, I'm watching. I told you, I'm watching. I'm starting from the first X-Men.
First X-Men.
Yeah, that came out in 2000.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I'm watching The Sopranos.
As usual.
Yeah, that came out in 99.
Fuck you. So you mean mine came out just a year after?
No, I'm deep in the clips. But I'm loving The Sopranos, bro. Like,
it's a good one.
It's a good one, man. Yeah. The dialogue.
Another movie that you should really watch.
Uh-huh.
For me, I feel it's I'd put it as one of the best movies of this century.
Mm.
Is Killer of the Flower Moon.
Killers
of the Flower Moon. That thing is crazy.
Who's the main character?
DiCaprio.
Oh, okay.
Crazy thing.
Nice.
Man, he reaffirmed to me that he's really one of the greatest.
Yeah. He's good. Like, I like his role on Wolf of Wall Street.
Of course.
Yeah, that was nice. Like, even watching some BTS roles.
Yeah. Crazy.
Like, you look some of those scenes where the old office would pause.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, those scenes were nuts. Like, hey, whenever you like go into like less behind the scenes, that's when you get to respect the craft a lot.
I guess.
Yeah, that's a fact. Because even when Kev was here, shouts to him on our 134 episodes to the audience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we put our episode out there, you feel like these cases, we just switch it on and off. But when you chill with us, like just the entire work process, like before we get on the mic, you get to maybe appreciate it more.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
If you see like the kind of efforts somebody puts into something,
yeah,
you appreciate it more.
Yeah.
I think I hope you learned something. There's been so many lessons. I've been your teacher, Uncle Barry. The professor is Dr. Mzee.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A.K.A. Planet Dunia, and A.K.A. Go Visit the Moon.
Oh, nice. See you on Tuesday next week. We out.
Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey.